Every person you meet has baggage. Their baggages are different. They're all heavy. And when we meet someone who cares for us, they've got to be willing to carry the baggages with you or unpack them. Sometimes it gets hard, but it's worth it because you learn from it and you grow from it. In summer 2014, I met my partner, and his disability has shaped our relationship and who I am today. He has epilepsy. This is my experience, a story of how his illnesses of seizures affected me and how our relationship in many ways, the good and the bad ways. He told me about this on our first date, but the way he told me, he was just casual about it, and I knew what would happen. I knew the possibilities, but that didn't matter, and of course it still doesn't. It was just something that I knew and I would have one-on-one contact with. It's something that I would witness, something that I never did before. But after some time, I began to research about epilepsy so I could understand it. I need to be prepared, and I just need to be ready in case anything were to happen, if it's possible. But I wouldn't know how I would react until it actually happens in front of me. Everything's different when it's actually happening in front of your eyes in reality. On January 18th, we took our first trip to New York together along with two of his friends. It was pouring rain, but we went anyway because he had to run a few errands in the city. We were walking quickly towards the rust because it was raining so much and our friend really wanted to see the Ferris wheel there. While walking a step in front of him, he asked me, "Audrey, can I have some water?" And I answered, "Sure." I went into my bag and pulled out my bottle of water and handed it over to him without turning around. After 3 seconds, I realized he didn't get the bottle of water out of my hand. As I turned around, I noticed that he was on one knee. The umbrella was covering his face. My heart began to beat really, really fast. As I inched forward, the bag he was holding dropped out of his hand. The umbrella slowly fell out of his hand and I saw him. I saw his face. His neck began to seize towards his left. And I turned around and I screamed for our friends because they were walking a block ahead. I remember seeing both of them drop their umbrellas and running towards us as fast as they could. I turned back around and he was on the ground, seizing. I dropped down on my knees and I sobbed next to him. I cried so much and I held my head with both hands because during that minute, I felt like I was going to pass out from my panic attack. I started yelling, asking people to call 911 for me. Because we were in the middle of New York, I didn't even know what street we were on. It was the worst feeling. After his body slowly stopped seizing, I crawled over and cradled his face in my hands and asked him if he was okay. He began to gain back consciousness. The ambulance came and the paramedics took him in and I followed. I remember holding his hand the entire ride and tried my best to hold back tears, but I couldn't stop crying as he kept holding my hand tighter and telling me, "Audrey, my head really hurts right now." You know, it's about the ambulance ride and watching him get wired up at the hospital for numerous tests, having his arm around my shoulders as I help him walk up the steps in his house afterwards. It's when I'm on my way back home at night and feeling the pain that he must have felt. It's to be willing to help him go through treatment, to remind him that it's going to be okay, and to not be afraid. These are the times where I reflect and realize that loving someone comes with carrying and unpacking their baggages, and how you grow from this experience to become a better person.